Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Good day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Today, I want to just talk about a couple of things. It's not going to be so serious. It's probably going to be more laughter than not. But we're going to name this show Recognition. The reason why I wanted to name it Recognition, recently we just, the American United States just made a new federal holiday, which is June 10th. And I wanted to talk about that, which is a great thing that is impacting the United States, a recognition of freeing the slave, which actually it was 2 years after, but we have a new federal holiday, and who would not enjoy another federal holiday? And I just wanted to just talk about that. I know that's a serious recognition, but also I want to just bring some laughter because, you know, laughter ease the pain of all things like stress and just the everyday life, you know. And I was just sitting back, you know, just smiling and seeing everyone celebrating for the signature of our president, our current president, Joe Biden. And watching everyone celebrate of the new federal holiday, which is recognition of African Americans, or if you call yourself Black Americans, however you call, I don't know what the new name now for the descendants of African Americans. But it is now a new holiday, which is good. We get a day off. But I was just sitting there thinking about, you know, signature. I said, well, shoot, that, you know, Biden, you're sitting there signing on a new holiday. Let's make a couple of more holidays, you know, Cinco de Mayo. Let's make that a holiday. Let's give recognition to the Mexicans, Cinco de Mayo. We celebrate that every year. I know I recognize it because I worked with a group of Spanish-speaking people, and I know that there are things that they're serious about and they recognize and they celebrate as well. But, you know, let's also make another holiday. Let's call it a Nikola Tesla. Let's make a holiday for Nikola Tesla. You know, I think that's important, too, because during the time when Tesla came to America and wanted Edison to be his mentor, he brought a significant invention into our world. Although Edison understood DC current, Tesla understood AC current, and because of Tesla, we are every day able to utilize the electricity into our home. He made the current a soft element so that we will be able to experience electricity all over by using electricity in our home, plugging things into our home. And let's make that a holiday, you know. I just want to just make this podcast today a couple of people that I respect, far as let's make, you know, some of these people who are really significant in our world. Let's get rid of the Columbus Day, because he definitely, from reading, and he was not the most kindest man. So we recognizing him. Let's take away that federal holiday and give someone else that holiday, that particular federal holiday. You know, but let's also make the holiday a federal holiday, as in the American Indians, you know, with Thanksgiving. Let's make Thanksgiving a 2-day federal holiday. One for Thanksgiving for people coming over and giving us Thanksgiving. And let's make the second day after Thanksgiving the American holiday, American Indians holiday, you know. Let's recognize some of these people who are really have paved the way for us to enjoy our life today, you know. Let's do that. But not to take away Juneteenth, which is a great federal holiday, but let's just add some more since he's sitting down with that pen. Let's add some more, you know. But actually, I just wanted to talk about a couple of things and pertaining to federal holidays and also pertaining to education. You know, let's tear away the current history books and rewrite them and put them in the history books of explaining what Juneteenth is. Because honestly, y'all, I did not know anything about Juneteenth until last year. And it was brought to my attention. And I know, I guess I should have known, but I did not know anything about it. And I don't even remember if it was explained in our history books. But, you know, as I was going through just thinking about the whole scenario of slavery and just thinking about during the time when it's supposed to have happened, I'm a person who really just analyze everything. I'm a thinker. I like to analyze. And I was thinking, how in the world did 10 million African Americans come to America? I mean, if you think about the 1600s and the 1700s, the boats and the ships were not equipped and made like it is now in the 21st century. And the cargo ships held 5,000 people, and it took about 6 months to go from one place to another. And we're talking about 10 million African Americans. How long exactly did it take to carry 10 million people over into North America and different places when the cargo ships only could hold 5,000 people? These are some of the questions that I would like, you know, someone to explain the detail and how you carry 10 million and how long did it take for African Americans to be spread it out, not only in the North America, but in South America and different regions of the globe. You know, these are some of the things that I would like to be explained in the history books, because it doesn't make any sense. The calculations doesn't make any sense. Not to say that it did not exist, but I like details. I like to know, you know, let's connect the dots and let's cross the T's. Let's explain this in our history books, because kids are going to want to know what Juneteenth is, the details. Because like I stated, I had no idea and was not made aware of Juneteenth. And now I'm sitting down trying to understand how did this came about. You know, there's a lot of things that in history that I'm learning now that I'm older. Maybe I didn't pay attention in history class. I don't know. Even with Tesla, I learned about Tesla a couple of years ago. And how significant this man that traveled from one country, I believe he came from Italy. Not sure about that, but I knew it was another country, and he wanted Edison to be his mentor. And the significance of his inventions was out of this world. I mean, he was just, I was fascinated with him. And we write about Edison in our history books, but somehow we left out the significance of the entire electricity of Tesla, which is the craziest thing. I don't know. Maybe we should revamp our history books and really put the seriousness and the details in explaining. I think it will answer a lot of questions, and people can use their thought process in thinking about how history came about in the details, you know. And, you know, and just have a museum for real. Having a museum explaining all these things, you know, in America, with the statues and the like, you know, one of those libraries where you can have like the interactive libraries. I know that the museum, the Civil Rights Museums here in Atlanta, have a interactive museum. It would be so awesome that they could create a museum in North America where it depicts history, where you can go and learn about these different things and details. If they're not interested in placing these details in the history books in school, that would be the most amazing place, is creating a museum, interactive museum, where you can just look at the statues and then it gives you this synopsis of what the statue means, whether it's slavery. I know we are removing a lot of statues, but also if you're going to remove the statues, place these statues in museums where they could be explained why this person was taken down and what this person did, like Christopher Columbus, you know, all the things that he did as he traveled. He wasn't a kind man, like I stated, but you know, just a couple of things. I really didn't want to make this podcast too long. I just wanted to just bring some enlightenment. Let's make some more federal holidays, you know. But what about you? What are you guys thinking about history, and how can we implement the different history synopsis in our classroom so kids will be able to understand what is this transformation that's happening globally with our history books and finding out the truth about really what happened and how was the people impacted? What really happened? To me, I think that would be the most significant details to our kids, and also not only to the kids, but to people like me who were not aware of some of the celebrations that's happening now. And like I stated, I could have not been paying attention, but I do not remember June 10th, but I'm glad that I am being made aware of it. And also, you know, we talk about when movies and producers start to cap on some of the history and explaining in detail really what happened during those times. I think this is a great time, time of our living, that we're learning so many different things about history. And I do appreciate the entertainment industry for bringing these stories and details to enlighten people and to make them aware that this is what really happened. Listen, you guys, I did not want to make the podcast too long. Just kind of, you know, wanted to mention about June 10th and the celebration about that, and bring recognition that this is something that is very important to the African American community. And congratulations on the new holiday. But listen, you guys, thank you for listening. And you guys have a great rest of the week. And I see you next week. This is Sonya Buchanan with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Bye, you guys. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.